You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Zevia CEO Patty Spence. Zevia offers a broad range of zero sugar, zero calorie, naturally sweetened, better for you beverages that are made with a handful of simple plant-based ingredients. I got to tell you, my interest has piqued here. And Mr. Spence, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly welcome, and thanks for your time as well. So first of all, tell us about Zevia's mission and your role as CEO. Let's start there today.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a little bit of background, I've spent my whole career, the last 28 years, in the natural and organic food and beverage space, Eric. And so my entire mission in my business career has been bringing better-for-you options to consumers. And in this case, at Zevia, you know, candidly, I think we've hit upon what is one of the most pressing public health challenges facing the world, which is the health impact of overconsumption of sugar. And sugar is really contributing to a tremendous amount of disease states. And many folks, in fact, most, don't realize how much sugar they're consuming. And so our goal as a brand is to change global public health by helping shoppers reduce their sugar. And so my role is really to lead our efforts in this area, not just building our business, but really going out and helping educate folks on how they can take control of their sugar consumption and reduce it to improve their health.
And I certainly appreciate the mission there, and certainly sugar consumption is a big health problem, so you're certainly out to conquer that. Now, what sets Zevia apart from other beverage options in the space?
Well, it's a great question. You know, our business started with carbonated soft drinks, and carbonated soft drinks is a pretty incredible category. You know, it's a category that the category leaders have been around, call it 120 years. And when you think about soda, 90% of Americans drink soda. And on average, we drink an average of 40 gallons a year. That's a lot of soda. And yet, from so many perspectives, it's a category that is broken in terms of consumer trust. And you ask 100 soda drinkers, who wants to drink more next year? And even the folks who love the product will tell you, you know, I just don't feel so good about the ingredients and what it might be doing to my body. And so from that perspective, Zevia makes a line of products that are zero sugar, zero calories, naturally sweetened, and they're made with just a handful of simple plant-based ingredients. And so when you think about an attribute you would want to see in a beverage, well, no sugar, no calories, it's GMO-free, it's gluten-free, it's kosher, it's vegan, and it has no sodium. If it were any cleaner, as we tell folks, it would be water. And so as a beverage option, when you're starting with a product that tastes like soda and has the bubbles and the sweetness and all the things we love about soda without the health issues, that's a pretty incredible start. And it only costs 80 cents a can. And so one of the fascinating things about this product line is soda is an accessible product for consumers of all income levels. And as such, it's such a great place to start in terms of how we can take control of our own health.
It certainly is, and really appreciate what you're doing in the space. Now, if you could inspire a movement that would bring the most amount of good to the most amount of people, what would that be? Get into that.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it goes back to my own personal journey, Eric. And for me, that journey to health really began with an awareness of how much sugar I was consuming. And, you know, my story 20 years ago, I thought I was a healthy guy. And I was eating natural and organic foods, and I was active and doing triathlons. And with my wife, Jara, I sat down and did a food journal for a week. And what it really caused me to do is step back and look at the amount of sugar I was consuming. And what I learned in my case is I was literally getting 250 grams of sugar a day, all from natural and organic foods. Protein smoothies, juice-based spritzers, and a lot of fruit juice. And in essence, it was 1,000 calories a day just from sugar. And so my wife and I, 20 years ago, went off of sugar cold turkey, and we began using stevia, a plant-based sweetener, every day. It changed our lives and led to my running Zevia, the beverage company. But what I would tell you is that anybody can make that same start simply by sitting down and recording everything that we eat and drink for a week, and then stepping back and looking at that and saying, where am I potentially getting added sugar? And one of the things that's really incredible is how pervasive sugar is in our diet. And of course, we're aware that things like beverages and sugary sodas are big sources, but other products like coated nuts and salad dressing and fruit juice and a whole bunch of things that are in our pantry today are linked to all sorts of health conditions if you overconsume them. And so this idea of taking control of our health through creating a food journal, identifying the amount of sugar we're consuming, and creating a plan to reduce that is something that I think could be incredibly beneficial for billions of people around the world.
Well, I'd say that's quite a vision, and it takes people like you to make a difference, and you're certainly already on track doing that today. We're joined by Patty Spence, the CEO of Zevia, that offers a broad range of zero sugar, zero calorie, naturally sweetened, better for you beverages that are made with a handful of simple plant-based ingredients. And Mr. Spence has joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I understand Zevia recently received a $200 million minority investment. What does the future actually look like for Zevia with that minority investment?
You know, what's so exciting is that we, as you noted, completed this transaction in the end of December. And what it's allowing us to do is fuel our global expansion. And one of the things at Zevia is that we're very fortunate that our products are accessible from a price perspective to Americans of all income levels and of no income. And carbonated soft drinks or soda are one of the least expensive products on the shelf. And I'll tell you, Eric, sometimes it's embarrassing to say, but soda is cheaper than bottled water. And so with that as the backdrop, we've got a product that can materially enhance the health profile of everyone who drinks it. It only costs 80 cents a can. And so we see that global opportunity as tremendous. You know, around the world, shoppers drink soda as much as they do in the U.S. and sometimes more. And there are over 35 countries and jurisdictions around the world that have taken regulatory action to fight excess sugar consumption among their communities. And so we think that the opportunity to bring this game-changing product to shoppers in Asia, in Latin America, in the EU, in Africa, is a tremendous opportunity. And so we are very excited to fuel our global expansion using the proceeds from this transaction and to bring great-tasting, better-for-you Zevia products to shoppers around the world.
Now, on another note, when you reflect upon the past 10 years at Zevia, what is your proudest moment over the last decade?
You know, there have been so many great ones, Eric. And I think one of the things that's cool about a brand like Zevia is so much of our business is fueled by passion. And we have a passionate group of folks who work at the company. But you know what? The folks who are really passionate about our products are our shoppers. And changing the lives of consumers by bringing them a product that gives all the excitement and nostalgia and great taste and bubbles of soda without the ingredients that people don't like, that's incredible. And so I've been doing this for 10 years, and what's really wild is we're now seeing that first generation of kids who started drinking Zevia when they were little, now they're teenagers and they're in college and they're starting to make their own purchasing decisions. And I can tell you, we're seeing the beginning of a new era in terms of how we view beverage and how we view health. And so the ability to support people's health, change their lives with a product that tastes great and doesn't impact their health, that's been by far the most exciting thing that I've ever experienced in my business career.
Patty, really appreciate your sharing that from a personal note there, and that is much appreciated, and thanks for taking a moment to share that with us. Now, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a piece of advice, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
You know, there's a concept that we talk about in my family and household, and we talk about at work, which is this idea of just being 1% better each week. And, you know, it's something I've learned from athletes that I've worked with, whether they're weekend warriors or professionals. not every day can be better than the last, but in general, we can try to just be a little bit better than we were a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. And I think it's that focus on just minor, tiny little improvements each day that allows us to really climb that mountain over long periods of time and achieve great things. So I tell everybody the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And I think that's a great quote, because what we're saying is it's the tiny little things and behavioral changes that we make each day that add up to incredible achievement in the long run.
And certainly a great place to conclude things here today. Mr. Spence, really appreciate your time, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Zevia and find Zevia products near them. Where's the best place to get further information?
So if you go to our website, zevia.com, Z-E-V as in Victor, I-A, you can learn about our products, you can find a store locator, and you can actually purchase those products online as well. So can't thank you enough for taking the time today, and I'm just so excited to talk about the opportunity to change our health by reducing sugar every day and our opportunity to support that at Zevia with great tasting zero sugar, zero calorie beverages.
Awesome information, awesome stuff, and of course our health is certainly very, very important, and it certainly starts right here with Zevia and your vision here. Again, folks, it is Zevia.com. Mr. Spence, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thanks again, Eric, and take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Patty Spence, the CEO of Zevia, that offers a broad range of zero sugar, zero calorie, naturally sweetened, better for you beverages that are made with a handful of simple plant-based ingredients. And for all the details, visit Zevia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.